Welcome back to Zeemer Social. I'm your host, Tony Destin, and let's just jump right back into it. Alright, needless to say, I fucked up. I'm sorry. I had this great just momentum going with my podcast, Snapchat, my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook, constantly posting. I was posting a podcast every single day, like 6 minute, 8 minute chunks, getting people in it. I was interviewing, like it was growing. And then I just stopped. And over these last, like just this last year and then some, just makes me realize like what has been killing me. Why can't I do it? I always say I'm gonna do it, but why can't I do it? And I started to realize it was two factors in my life that was really just killing me. And it was two fears. One, judgment, and two, failing. I heard a quote that just made me think recently. It was, if you want to live your life like an anomaly, you have to act like an anomaly. And it never really hit me until like, I'm thinking about it so hard, and it finally hit me like, if you really want to have a life that's different, you have to really act different. Because everybody's doing the same thing. And if you think about it, if everybody's doing the same thing, we're kind of all going to get the same results, aren't we? So the only way for us to really reach above that is to do something different. And that was my mentality earlier when I was going in. But then what came was the fear with it. And the fear of just like, oh, I'm doing something really different. I feel kind of awkward doing this, blah, blah, blah. Yo, it takes a real talent. I see so many just YouTubers, Instagrammers, there's all these stuff. TikTokers, even those people. It takes a lot of just mental power and just like, not giving a fuck on just being able just to do what you want to do and just say what you want to say, especially in public. It burns a toll on you. And then I thought that I was too afraid to do it. So then I kind of just backed out even though I was already doing it. I don't know if that makes sense to you guys, but it's like I'm already doing it, but I stopped because I thought I was scared. And it's something I'm just trying to overcome myself even now. It's just a learning thing. I think that's just unavoidable at this point. But like I was saying before, two things that killed me were me being judged for just my actions and just living, which makes no sense. And two, me doing that and also failing. I think public failure is something that scares a lot of people. Public failure, maybe, like, for example, I don't care about public speaking too much. I don't, especially if I know what I'm gonna say, it's kind of just like whatever at that point. But that's because I've gotten to that point where just like I'm so, I think, immune to it because I just talked so much in my life. But I realized that me doing my actions, me getting more into fitness, me doing all this, that was so new to me that I didn't give a chance to break into a new habit, to make it a new thing. And I think that's what really killed me. I didn't give it the time it needed to grow like a plant. I tried to rush the process and it landed flat on my ass for a year and a half. So you notice after a while that, I don't know, I just got to a point where I just had a cycle of thoughts thinking, I want to do this, but I don't do this, but I don't do this because I think I'm scared of this. And it's just a cycle of just fuck. And there's nothing gets done. And I think at this point, I realize I want to be me. And like a true, honest me. Whether that be me fucking up, me succeeding. But I feel like I got to the point where like I was scared to express who I really was. And it was just counterproductive. And I realized that I wanna share this for one person. Because what if I make this series and like one person is just like, wow, you're right. I've been thinking about this. Cause for me, I don't know. Sometimes it takes one person for you. And then it's like words start clicking a lot better in your mind. And I don't know. Anybody can be a clicker. I want to be the clicker in somebody's thoughts. That's how I view it. So I feel like one of the biggest like pushing points to make me do just more stuff is it was January 1st of this year. And it wasn't even because, I mean, it's traditional, like, I don't know, New Year's resolution, nothing like that. I went on my phone. I have an iPhone, and I went on the phone, and it was just like, oh, this is your daily screen time. It's gone up, like, another 12%. I'm like, oh, 12%? I'm like, I think it's nothing. I had a total for screen time just on my phone. I had a total of 12 plus hours of me on the phone. And I thought to myself, there's 24 hours in a day. I'm sleeping for 8 of them. I'm on my phone for 12. And I'm just like, I don't even know how to react. Like, what? I don't know. That really, and I just, from there, I went back and I was like averaging 10 hours, 9 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours. But the thing about it is that the worst part is, I think what didn't make me mad is that I actually spent those hours. I think, you're right, that didn't make me mad. But I think that the thing that killed me the most was that I spent it being a consumer and not a creator. And it's just, I would literally spend half my fucking day, guys, watching. And the thing is, like, I don't feel like I watch that much, but, like, I'm switching between apps so much that it just kind of, you get lost in the trance. It's kind of just like, ugh. And the thing was, like, I gained nothing from it. I might even watch some videos, even listen to some audiobooks, do A, B, and C, but, like, I'd get this knowledge and not do anything with it. And I just became just a consumer. And I can't do that. I cannot do that. That's just not for me. I realize because I find it selfish. It's just to consume all that knowledge and then just, So after realizing all this, that I'm truly a consumer to the max, it's crazy. I discovered Devin Nash. Now, Devin Nash is a YouTuber and also a streamer. But during his streams, like, he doesn't even really play games too much. He just talks about marketing, talks about entrepreneurship, talks about just general things. And he said something really, really important. And he was just like, he just straight up to one of his subscribers. He was like, guys, I'm not perfect. But I can do two things. I can give you a narrative, and I am consistent as hell. And he said that. I don't know why it hit me so hard. And I was just like, he goes on to explain how, like, most people on social media, just in general, in a sense, it's very true if you look at it, don't do anything too crazy sometimes. It's just that, like, they are just so compelling and just so themselves on a daily basis with you that it just sparks something to inspire, and, like, from there, that's it. You don't have, and these people, ranging from the best quality to just an iPhone, anybody can do. And I don't know, it just my head was like, it hit me so hard that I need to get over myself so much. I what killed me, my inspiration, is that I was planning so much back then when I was first doing social media, A, B, and C, that, oh, I have to do this post. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying be lazy, post something up, and it's like, oh, yeah, they'll get it. No, I mean, of course, have your due diligence. That just goes for anything in life. No matter what happens, you can't take the hard work from success. I mean, it's just not plausible. But there is also never perfect either. I feel like we try to reach this goal of perfect that is not existent. And I feel like what's going to help me is just realizing I don't want to be perfect. I want to be better than I was yesterday. And it gets to a point of you just becoming better and better and better, and you realize, oh, shit, I'm here. So, I don't know. That's my goal. That's what I want to do. That's why I plan on posting on my social media, my Instagram, my Facebook, just daily things, just on meditation, on fitness, on upcoming projects. Because I feel like one important thing too for us is accountability. And to create the community that I want to create, I want there to be accountability. I feel like when you stop being fake and you show people how it is, and why you're doing it, and the steps to do it, and they really honestly support you won't stop doing it. It's It's just, it's a cycle of just motivation and just good energy and just accountability. That's what I really want to create so bad. This is my goal, so please, please stay tuned to Zemer Social. We're going to get some more content. I don't know my schedule yet, if I'm being honest, but there will be at least weekly content, bare minimum, no matter what happens. That is the goal. That is it. I'm going to be posting. I'm going to be talk to me. My IG is Tony_Dustin. You can follow me also on Twitter, Tony_Dustin. Also, if you really, really like me, follow me on that YouTube, also Tony Dustin. And yeah, everywhere. I'm just Tony Dustin. It's my life. Don't judge me. But, hey, welcome to the Marination.